T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So for Walmart, Steve, was this a thing where they felt that the good PR they get from making this decision outweighs the financial benefit from selling these products at their stores?
Chris, if I were whispering in the CEO of Walmart's ear, the good public relations or the good feeling that they get from this move would be second or third. I would look at it more as a kind of a financial accommodation. Is selling these cartridges and these devices a big deal to Walmart? And I would suspect the answer is no. So given that there's a few increasing impediments to these particular products, it can't hurt Walmart very much to jettison them. And then at the same time, they'll get some of the benefits of a positive and a goodwill for what they're doing to help society. The problem I have with this is we don't really know if these, you know, if vaping and e-cigs and things like that are really the cause of the problem other than they're being associated. So that remains to be seen.
We hear these stories on a daily basis, though. We hear the term vaping-related illnesses uttered endlessly throughout the day in the various coverage, and it seems like the heads of the major companies, the Blues and the Juuls, have been very guarded in their comments so far. Have they been too careful in not defending their product?
Absolutely. I would be much more aggressive if I was Juul. I would be the one standing on the street corner yelling at as loud as I could, one in every five teenager is vaping, and you're telling me that with those tens and many thousands of human beings out there vaping, I'm sorry to say it, but I've got 530 people in the hospital and 8 deaths. So statistically speaking, if vaping and e-cigs is the only correlation, I suspect there's more. So I really do think that there's something else there. Now, am I saying that vaping's okay? No, not at all. But if you listen to John Hopkins and some of the other notables in the medical field, they're saying, wait a minute, put the brakes on this. For over 100 years, we've had a huge epidemic of lung cancer all caused by cigarettes, and now you've brought me something that we know is better than cigarettes. We know it's safer than cigarettes. And you want to take that off the market? You want to remove that? Well, where are these people going to go back? They're going to go back to cigarettes, and that's not what we want them to do.
Not long ago, Steve, this vaping industry was the hottest thing going. I mean, it was exponential growth for those companies. Do we, in no time at all, see this industry just crumble to where it never recovers?
I really think it's going to crumble, and that's a real, just based on what I just said, that's a real dilemma I think we have. I think we've gotten so overly sensitive to how the public feels about everything that we jump to conclusions far too quickly, and we've seen this. So I don't want the industry to crash and burn. I really don't. I would like this to play out in the research. I would like this to play out with some solid evidence. And if vaping is found to be connected to this, fix it or kill it. But unfortunately, in our world today, once you get tainted, it's kind of hard to dig out of that hole.
Have you ever seen a case like this where a product or an industry has been convicted in the court of public opinion where all the evidence has not yet been heard?
Well, if you think about guns, you know, the bump stock, the whole bump stock after Las Vegas, all of a sudden bump stocks were bad. And now you look at Colt, who said they're going to stop manufacturing the AR-15. They created the AR series. So I think both of those are occasions where somebody has gone now and now said, I'm going to put my company's reputation ahead of making a few extra dollars. Now, there may not, I'm sorry to make the correlation to guns and vaping, but we're still talking about things that kill people. So, and there's lots, I mean, there were lots of occasions where early on, we had the opportunity to see airbags in cars, and we knew thousands of people would be saved by that. But Congress was reluctant to do it for other reasons. Had nothing to do with saving people. Had everything to do with, there were four locations in the entire United States to reset your airbag if it ever went off, and it cost $1,400. So there have been a few, and I think there's going to be more, and I think we're getting much quicker at pulling the trigger, pardon the expression. We're much quicker to come to a conclusion and move on.
And back to the Walmart decision to stop selling the e-cigs once the current stocks run out. Steve, is it hypocritical that you'll still be able to walk into a Walmart or a Sam's Club and buy a pack or a carton of Marlboros?
Absolutely. Of course it is. I mean, if you're taking e-cigs off of the market because they're connected to some kind of respiratory illness that can't be specified, and can't necessarily be isolated to where the source is coming from, yet you're selling a product that we have known for decades kills people. Yeah, that's hypocritical.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.